This is Running Life and Stuff, the podcast, proving that life is for squeezing. Here's your host, Craig Allen.
Hello, well, that's me. This is Running Life and Stuff. Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm really good.
And do you know what? That's great, isn't it? I got your name right, and I'm getting there.
Craig, you should be congratulating yourself for getting somebody's name right when you've been working on a podcast with them for the last 3 months.
It just takes me a while to get warmed up to get you know your name.
three months.
But now we've got it there.
It's a good job your warm-up's not that long when you're going out racing. You'd never get anything done, would you?
Absolutely, I wouldn't. Absolutely. So, how's your training been? 30 minutes running this week, or jogging?
I'm fascinated why you keep calling it training, as if I'm building up to some kind of event, because I'm not. I'm just in the zone, moving and shuffling along right now. Do you know what? I've been quite busy with work, so actually what I've been trying to do is just fit in little movement hours. So rather than trying to commit to a class, knowing that it could go a little bit awry with commitments or whatever, I've just been trying to grab sort of half an hour here and there where I can go and do a walk or go and do a swim or something like that, and having a bit more flexibility around it.
So you've done half an hour multi-activity this week?
Swimming and walking this week, yeah.
I've got a new name for it, multi-movement.
Multi-movement, yeah, I've done a bit of multi-movement this week.
So Anna, everybody's done 30 minutes of multi-movement. And by the way, you are training. You know what you're training for? Greatness. And you're on.
All right, Barack Obama. So, or is it Donald Trump? Who can tell?
So you've done multi-movement.
Make Anna great again. Oh, I wish.
Multi-movement and training for greatness. That's it. You've sorted. And it sounds like it's been absolutely amazing. So you're on that journey. So do you know what? The great thing is about this podcast this week, bang on cue, is that we're inviting Phil from Cryo Refresh to talk about recovery.
What's that thing you do when you go and recover in a chamber that looks like a massive steel dressing gown?
That's Cryo Refresh.
Oh, is it? Yeah, that's no way.
Apparently, a lot of my friends say, what a picture of you. Apparently, I look like I'm for sale in Comet. You look like I'm in a spin dryer or a tumble dryer. So I thought, do you know what? I thought we're going to invite Phil from Cryo Refresh to talk about the benefits of being frozen and what actually happens when you go in the chamber. Because I get asked all these questions, what temperature, how does it feel like? And you know what? As you're striving for 30 minutes of greatness and 30 minutes of multi-movement, it'll also put your mind at ease when you get up to that hour or 2 hours of multi-movement. It'll help your recovery as well. So I'm delighted to welcome Phil to the podcast.
Can I just say, before Phil comes on, whenever I think about cryo, I just think about Walt Disney and cryogenics. Every time I'm like, that dude is still frozen.
He's still waiting.
He's still waiting to come back and make another Disney film. And boy, has animation changed. He will not know what's hitting. Here's Phil. So, Phil, I'm interested because I see a lot of people going into these chambers. Seems to be definitely something that's more on socials now, and people saying that they do this kind of thing, they go into these really cold temperatures. To me, it looks like a bit of a magic trick. You go into a chamber and then you're just one floating head just peeping over, which I just think comedy value, absolute 100. So, is it something that's sort of become more prevalent recently? How long has this been around for?
So in Europe, it's been around for about 30 years. It's just the UK seems to be quite a slow uptake of using whole body cryotherapy. You're having to educate people all the time. Obviously, it's helped a little bit with Wim Hof, with his ice water swimming and that kind of thing, because you're getting the similar benefits. But yeah, it's been around for quite some time. A lot of the professional premiership clubs have got their own cryo chamber. Some gyms have got them. But again, it's like, you know, it's just a slow burn in the UK, and you're having to educate people all the time.
Absolutely. And so many, like we were saying, you know, people on socials, like the body coach, I think he's got one at his house, or he's definitely got like a plunge pool, that kind of thing. So along those kind of vibes. So tell us a bit more about it. What actually is it? What's the physical sort of explanation, I suppose, as to what happens to you and why it can benefit you.
We all know about cold therapy for reducing inflammation, and that's basically what it's doing. You know, if you look think about all the different ailments that people have, diseases, a lot of it stems from high inflammation. So if you can reduce that, then you're limiting your chances of actually getting those diseases in the future. But when you're looking at things where you've got nerve pain, you've got chronic like sciatica, anything that's kind of like tendons, sore tendons, all that kind of stuff, it's all caused by a lot of high inflammation. And by reducing that inflammation, then it reduces the pain. And that's why we got into this in the beginning. It's, you know, we recognize the benefits in sport. You know, a lot of people have ice baths after they've competed, or if you go to a physio, the elite athletes, they're always having cold therapy to reduce their swelling. We got into this to actually help people because, you know, I read an article in the BBC during COVID that said 1 in 4 people in the UK suffer from chronic pain. You know, I suffer from chronic pain myself. I've got nerve damage. I've got arthritis in my shoulder. I was taking Tramadol for 15 years, a maximum dose, and the doctor took me off them. So I needed something to substitute that with, and that's how we came across cryotherapy. And I started using that. I felt the benefits. I had problems with my sleep. My sleep improved. Nerve pain eased. My arthritis isn't as bad. I mean, I have cryotherapy about 3 or 4 times a week.
I honestly didn't... I think because we're so often used to seeing, like you say, sports people promoting it, I've kind of negated the fact that it's actually useful for people like yourself who have chronic pain. So physically then, how does it reduce that pain? Is it basically, and forgive how clunky this is going to sound, is it basically like putting a big bag of frozen peas around you?
It is kind of similar to that. So it's, I mean, we use liquid nitrogen. Research has come up with the optimal temperatures of being between minus 120 and minus 140. That's where you get the biggest benefits. If you go colder than that, you're not really getting any additional benefits. So why go as cold or go colder? The benefits start kicking about minus 110. So, you know, keeping it within that range of 120 to 140 in there for 3 minutes, so it's not a long time. Because some people, you know, going into an ice bath, it's a different experience to go in and into a dry cold like liquid nitrogen gives you. And the ice bath, you know, you've got to have a lot more mental resilience to be able to do that. And not all people have got that, you know. And we get, you know, you're in there for 3 minutes, it's not a long time. And we often combine that also with compression therapy as well, which has, they kind of like complement each other.
How does it work with, for example, if you do have sciatica, something like that, or that kind of nerve pain, what does the liquid nitrogen, what does that actually do to your body then?
It just literally cools it down at a rapid temperature. The normal state of liquid nitrogen is about minus 197. So that's how cold it is. So it comes out the fans at the back in blasts. You know, once it gets down to a certain temperature, then it blasts again. And then we just keep it within that range. But the normal temperature of liquid nitrogen is about 197, minus 197. But it's just like being in a cold environment, a really cold environment, like a big cold fridge, obviously sitting at that temperature. So normally we pre-cool it first. So we take it down to about minus 100. So when you get in there, it does like start heating up a little bit by the time you get in there, and then we take it back down to within that range of 120 to 140.
And how often would you have to have treatment to really feel the benefits if you sort of had chronic pain, compared to, say, for somebody like Craig who wants to improve maybe his recovery after running? Are there differences between how long you go in for and how frequently?
It's always the same time period that you go in for. But we always say listen to your body, because you will know how often you have to go in there. So if you're suffering with chronic pain like sciatica, you might find that the cryo helps you for 2 to 3 weeks, and then you think, it's coming back now, so I need to get back into cryo again. Some people might be a lot sooner than that. Some people have it every week to obviously keep that pain at bay. You know, we've got people with nerve damage, and they come quite frequently, every 2 weeks. And they've come off their medication because, you know, they're finding that cryo is giving them that pain relief for that and a better quality of life for that 2 week period.
I find that absolutely fascinating, especially when you look at yourself as your own case study, how you were having some quite strong painkillers for a 15 year period, and then you use this therapy and that eliminates that completely. That to me blows my mind.
Yeah, and it keeps me training as well. So I train 6 times a week as well. If I wasn't having the cryotherapy, I probably wouldn't be able to train as often. So it obviously helps me. And also, I think, you know, I've been able to increase my weights with using frequent cryotherapy and stuff like that. So, you know, it's actually helped me train better and smarter And my recovery has obviously improved a lot as well.
What could the customer expect? Because people say to me, like, Pete just said to me, said, well, what happens? What do you do? Do you go in there with no clothes on? Do you leave your clothes on? What do you do?
No, Craig, that's not actually what happened. No, let's just clarify.
It is what happened.
For full disclosure, that's not what happened. You said to us, you're going naked. That's what you said. And we were like, really?
I actually
and then you said, no, I have to double pants.
I actually convinced them for about 10 seconds, Phil, that you're actually going naked.
So, Phil, what's a rigmarole? You come in for the first time. Say, for example, someone's coming in. What happens?
You fill out a form. It's a bit like, a disclaimer, but it's making sure that you've got no certain ailments that would prevent you from having cold therapy. And again, they're all on our website. And we'll obviously brief you when you first make your initial appointment. So you can complete that. And then you normally get undressed to your underwear. And if you've got, for women, if you're wearing a sports bra or something with no metal in it, and then under you can wear pants or you can wear shorts, or sometimes people might wear a t-shirt, but not very often. And then we've even had women where they've come with bras with their underwire on, and they've because we've got dressing gowns and that, they can actually take them off, because obviously the colder you get, the more benefit you're going to get as well.
And is that why you don't have metal? Because it just gets absolutely freezing.
Yeah, and we don't want it sticking to your skin,
It's not a good look, is it?
You go in there and come out.
But this is the thing though, Phil, I don't know, so you have to talk to me as if I'm just like completely clueless, which clearly I am.
So, and normally you wear some socks that cover your ankles, and then we give you some clogs, furry clogs that you obviously wear when you're in this, because obviously your feet, your extremities get quite cold. But if you're a boxer, for instance, then we advise you can leave the gloves off. And if you're a footballer, maybe you leave the socks off and that, so your ankles get so cold to remove that inflammation from your Achilles tendons and that kind of thing. But each person, we kind of manage their expectation, what they're willing to do. So we've never had anybody tap out during a whole session yet. We've had people that obviously suffer, some more than others. Women tend to be better than guys on average.
Why does that not surprise me?
The experience is brilliant, because I've found after I have cryo, obviously after training or after a long run, but also the biggest benefit for me is I sleep amazing. My sleep just goes absolutely amazing, and it's surprising. I know they say usually 48 hours you have a better night's sleep, but I find that night I'm just sleep.
Why is that then?
I have the most harmonious sleep ever. Honestly.
And you don't have to put your legs in the air.
It's a deep sleep, isn't it? It's a really deep sleep.
Why
you have.
Why is that then, Phil?
It's because obviously your body goes into that fight and flight mode. And I think that just obviously tires you out by doing that. So you just get a really good night's sleep, because obviously your body, it's having to recover from being so cold. It's gone into panic mode, to try and withdraw all the heat from your extremities to concentrate on keeping your core warm. And I just think, by doing that, it just makes you extremely tired afterwards, because it's obviously you warm up and that, and you get, when you get home, and quite often if people have it in the afternoon or in the morning, they'll go home and they'll fall asleep on the couch.
So can you put toddlers in them then?
The youngest people we tend to take is about 13 years old. We do have a gymnast that's 14 that comes in every 2 weeks, that she's training to get into the UK GB team, I think. But she comes at the age of 14, and she has a cold shower every morning as well. So there's not many 14-year-olds that do that.
There aren't many 14-year-olds that have a shower, I think, full stop, to be honest.
I have to say, though, this sleep thing is fascinating, because the other thing I found is you have this most, as I said, really beautiful sleep, but I find I wake up better the next morning. And normally the next night I go to bed, but I'm more in a relaxed state, and I can feel the benefit for it.
Wow.
So you notice, I've been having cryo for a long time, and I've noticed that the benefits straight away, you feel it.
You really do feel it afterwards. Even when you come out, a lot of people that have gone in there with niggles, with sciatica, or they've got problems with their hips or the knees, they come out straight away. They can feel the benefit straight away. And some of them are moving their legs that they've not been able to move them before, bending their legs and not feeling the pain. And, we had one guy that was able to go running. He's not run for months and months. And he went running the next day. He only did 10 minutes, but just to get back into it. And he said he felt great. So, I mean, I would say over 90% of people feel immediate benefit, and they're reporting benefits the next day as well.
That's extraordinary. And like you just said then, so it's you have a 14-year-old who's obviously on a mission to get where they want to go with their sort of sporting career. Do you have people from all ages, all backgrounds, all kind of niggles and that kind of thing?
We have a lady that's 70 years old that comes quite regularly now. And we get a lot of sports people. So we've had a multiple Muay Thai world champion that's come a few times. We've had a few professional boxers that come. Steve Levy, she just won a European title. She came just before in a week off before a title fight. So she's coming back again soon. So
can you claim part of that title then, effectively? You probably helped in her preparation and her winning that title.
We also had Jake Quickenden as well. I don't know if you know him. He's been on X Factor. He was on...
He was in the jungle as well, wasn't he? And on Dancing on Ice and stuff.
Yeah, so he came a couple of months ago before his MMA fight.
Oh my goodness. That is very, very cool. Very cool indeed.
We get quite a few people from Derby County Football Club as well. We had a few people from Mansfield Town Football Club as well.
That is sort of pretty showbiz. Who knew that the cryo world would be the showbiz?
I know.
I go, don't I?
That's why I didn't know.
Well, exactly. I'm just entering showbiz. Oh, trying.
So, Phil, what kind of training do you do? You mentioned that you've been able to lift heavier weights. Is weight training your jam? Is that the kind of thing you do?
I set myself targets of doing deadlift. So a few years ago, I did it and I got up to 200 and then I set a target of 250. So I'm about 230 at the moment.
That's incredible.
So how long is an appointment then, Phil? So somebody books in, how long can they expect to be with you then?
So it's normally about 15 to 20 minutes if you just come in for cryo. So it's not actually that long. But yeah, so it's not a long appointment at all.
Brilliant. And whereabouts are you based?
Yeah, so we're based at Clay Cross. It's 8 minutes off the Junction 29 off the M1, so just outside of Chesterfield. So it's quite easy to get to. It's off a main road.
Good location.
Yeah, easily accessible.
Is it I'm not going to ask you sort of specifics on how much it costs, but is it quite an expensive therapy or is it something that the benefits kind of speak for themselves and kind of when it comes up against costing?
So we try and keep the cost down and, you know, we normally if you can buy in bundles, so if you buy like 3 or 5 or 10, then it does work out cheaper. We do like a taster session, which we... You know, the cost of the taster session is less than natural cryo. So the taster session is really 3 minutes in the cryo chamber and then 30 minutes of compression therapy, because we want people to try the compression as well, because that has some unique benefits as well.
Talk to us about compression then.
So basically what we do is we have we call it freeze and squeeze, and you have 3 minutes in the cryo, and basically, just in a brief summary, the cryo will reoxygenate your blood, it will close your veins, and then you've got this reoxygenated blood, and the whole heart rate slows down. And then when you come out, by going into the compression, which is we use a pants which go up to your waist to cover your hip flexors and your glutes, but basically they've got 12 chambers that fill with air up to a pressure of about 80 pounds, and they start at your feet and work all the way up. So they basically open up your veins, they get that reoxygenated blood circulating around your system a lot quicker, and then also it's a bit like a sports massage where it takes all the toxins out your muscles and it pushes it into your core so you can get rid of it through your natural waste. And so you're in there for 30 minutes. So we've got pants come up to your waist, and we've got a jacket as well that you do separately, so they get 30 minutes, so they can do 15 minutes in the jacket or 15 minutes in the pants or 30 minutes in the pants. Some prefer the pants, majority do, but then some do like the jacket. And even with the jacket alone, we've had some good success stories where somebody had carpal tunnel syndrome and they were an actual doctor themselves, and they had two sessions and their symptoms actually subsided to where they didn't have the symptoms anymore. So, but it, I mean, basically by putting them into compression, it's kind of like giving you a nice stretch as well. So not only is it obviously getting rid of all those toxins, opening up your vessels and getting the blood flowing around your system quickly, but it's also giving you a stretch on your tendons, a gentle stretch, and it helps you with your mobility, helps reduce injury, because a lot of people, especially as you get older, your tendons get tighter and tighter. So that's why we combine the two, because they really complement each other. And that's why we do the taster session, really, a bit at a lower cost, because then people wouldn't try it otherwise.
Honestly,
fantastic.
My mind has been absolutely blown blown apart. You're basically going into a vending machine and coming out feeling like an absolute legend and sleeping like what you'd like your baby to sleep like.
Absolutely. And Phil, you've got some exciting news coming to you as well, haven't you? You've just ordered a...
We've ordered an infrared, far-red sauna. Obviously, it's a sauna, but it heats you from the inside out. So it heats up your internal side. And it's got a lot of similar benefits as it has to cold therapy as well. So we're looking at then combining the two together, or you could even do compression as well. So you've got you go in the sauna first for about 25 minutes. You come out of that, you wait 10 minutes to make sure you stop sweating, you dry yourself off, and then you go into the cryo and have your 3 minutes in that. And then you can come out, you can have compression if you wanted as well. There's so many similar benefits by having the sauna and the whole body, but then you're getting the double whammy because you're going to have both treatments.
Awesome.
It's like you're a live little like a frozen little chicken fillet coming out out of the freezer, popping yourself into the microwave. Love that. Although for me, the infrared stuff, it sounds very James Bond. That's what it sounds like to me.
There's massive health benefits for men to have saunas at least 4 times a week because it reduces their chance of getting things like prostate cancer and stuff like that. So
I didn't know that.
I mean, most of these things, Phil, they're going to have medical backing and those kind of benefits, aren't they? But I think many of us, obviously myself included, I think we've definitely identified that now. Maybe we just see this kind of thing and we see it as a bit of a fad or whatever, a bit of a trend, but actually most of it's got medical backing.
It has, yeah. The only, I guess, shortfall is a lot of the short-term benefits have been like publicized to death, but it's just the long-term benefits. I don't think people have taken the research to the next level on that. But you know, there's so many people suffering with fibromyalgia, and this helps them, you know, so much. And so these are the kind of people we want to target, you know, people that are suffering with this chronic pain, arthritis and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Brilliant. I just didn't realize, because my dad had sciatica for a long time, and actually what sort of healed him, for want of a better phrase, is he went into some very strong stormy waves when we were in France once, which sounds quite glamorous. It absolutely wasn't. It was just like a regular beach, and actually there was such a big wave that knocked him over, it obviously sort of dislodged the nerve that was trapped. But I think now there's so many options, you don't have to suffer.
No, and you know, medication is, like, to me, it's always a short-term solution, because you know, you don't want to be taking medication for the rest of your lives. And some people do. I mean, the guy that comes to us every 2 weeks, the pain medication, he's got really bad nerve damage, but the pain medication was giving him high blood pressure, so the doctors took him off it, and they basically discharged him, say, look, there's nothing we can do for you. So then what's he supposed to do? But coming to cryo, he doesn't even need painkillers now. You know, he's not even taking paracetamol. You know, and he wasn't advised to go and get whole body cryotherapy. I mean, he was trying, he still has a chiropractor, he still has a sports massage as well. But I think this has like been a game changer for him.
So if somebody wants to look up cryo, where do they go? How do they find you? How do they get in contact with you?
So we're on Instagram and Facebook, Cryo Refresh. And then our website is cryorefresh.co.uk.
Wasn't that great, Anna? Phil, talking about all the things, Cryo Refresh. So
we're so interesting.
Do you know what? It was so interesting. So we're renaming your running to now activity or multi-movement, as we established at the start of this podcast. So what's the plan for this week?
Plan for this week is, I think I've got a bit of a lighter workload at work, so I'm going to try to get in some weight training as well this week, because we all know the benefits of weight training. When you're getting a bit older, good to keep your bones and your muscle up so you can basically get in and out of chairs.
Right, so it sounds like you're going to be joining Phil doing some heavy lifting in the gym.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? It does make you wonder, did he carry the, what are they called, a chamber?
Yeah, the chamber. Did he carry it into...
Do you think he just carried that, because they used to be in Southall, do you think he just carried it all the way to Chesterfield on his back?
I think he did.
Because he can lift so much?
Yeah.
It would definitely save you on house removal costs.
It would, for sure. It would, for sure. Yeah.
What are you going to be doing this week?
What am I doing this week?
What are you building up to? What's your goal? What are your vibes?
My goal is I'm going to be racing this week. So I'm doing the Haworth Hobble, so which is a 30-mile fell race in West Yorkshire. So
I mean, it sounds horrible. Fact that it's called a hobble, I'm like, does that indicate that you are going, that's what's going to happen to you afterwards?
Do you know what? I suspect it probably will be, and I'll suspect I'll be hobbling into the Cryo Refresh chamber to be frozen, and I suspect I'll be hobbling all the way to the yoga studio as well after. So, you know, I've got that probably, I don't know how long it's going to take me, but I'm just so excited. The weather looks damp and gnarly. It looks like it's going to be a great day out. I need to be out there in the countryside. I need to be at one with nature. I need to do some thinking.
You do so many activities.
That's great, isn't it?
You like, you go running, you go in the chamber thing and get cold. You go and do your hot yoga or your restorative
yoga.
Sleep yoga. I can't even say that yoga. That yoga. In fact, one of my mates listens to the podcast, so we know at least we've got one listener, which is excellent.
That's great. Hello, one listener.
And she was saying that actually restorative yoga sounds like the dreamiest activity ever. I can't remember what episode it was on. It must be like episode three or four,
yeah,
where we had Abby in. And honestly, the way she spoke about yoga, so if you flip forward to this episode, go back and listen to it, because it really changed my outlook on yoga, just as a little insight there.
I've just missed on, Abby was doing a restorative yoga session a couple of weeks ago, I think it was, and I missed it because we were on a Friday night.
Why didn't you go?
I just didn't get a chance to build into the diary. So yeah, as you just said, I'm trying to balance. I've got, like yourself, a lot going on at work at the moment, fitting in racing. I've had two races coming quite close together, so I've got a bit of a break after this race. I've got, I think, roughly about 8 weeks before I'm in the Alpujarras in the Sierra Nevada in Spain, and wow. I've just started heat and altitude training as well. So I was
over at Loughborough Uni.
Yeah, I was in Loughborough Uni. I've been there this week, so we're running it to doing another submax test at 23 degrees and 1800 meters altitude.
Is that with Lauren?
No, that was it was with Rona. That was there at Loughborough. So yeah, and the team there, which was fantastic. So yeah, there's so much going on, but it's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. I think it's quite nice though to sort of have a bit of a slower pace sometime, and sometimes rather than just having your schedule completely stacked, because I just feel like sometimes I just feel like so overwhelmed. Like genuinely, there's so much going on. I'm just like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to get through like the next few days. So having a bit of clear space sort of physically is actually quite a good thing.
It is, and that's why this weekend I just can't wait to go out racing. It'll give me complete clarity, complete kind of mindset, you know, reset button, and running with a good friend of mine as well. So it's just going to be awesome, you know. However long we're out there, it's just going to be great. And then Sunday, just a chill day.
Absolutely. I think we all deserve at least one day a week. So let's talk numbers then. How far have you run this week?
This week, I haven't done much running this week. I've done probably, I haven't done much, to be honest with you. I don't know how far I've gone this week. So I know last week we did a good 30 miles last week. So I've kind of been in a bit of a recovery state at the moment, because I did the CXM and I had a few aches and pains and niggles, and I've been to the physio a couple of times, sports massage, been to cryo. I've just been trying to reset the body. Because since November through to now, we've had kind of a tough race in November. Then we went straight out into a block of training, ready for February. So, yeah, numbers-wise this week, I'm not quite sure. Last week was an easy week as well. It's been quite nice because I've just kind of listened to my body and got kind of in tune with it. And now I'm like, I'm ready to race. I'm ready to go. And then I'm looking forward to the end of March, a couple of weeks' recovery, and then a good four-week block. I'm out in Spain training in altitude again, so I'm just looking forward to it. So, yeah, it's going to be great.
That sounds good. And then I think my challenge was, half an hour?
Yeah, well, we were looking at 30 minutes running last time, wasn't it, when we talked about...
Was it running, though?
It was running. Well, it was called multi-movement.
It wasn't called multi-movement then, because you've just made that up.
Yeah, but actually, it was striving for greatness. 30 minutes of greatness. That's what we're striving for on the journey.
I don't think I've ever done anything very well for 30 minutes ever.
No.
Ever in my life.
Yeah. So I understand you're going to do some weight training.
Yeah, I'm going to do some weight training. And actually, just being out now, the weather seems to be picking up a little bit. As we all know, it was like the warmest February on record. But just getting out in the sunshine, actually, it's quite grounding and quite nice.
So that's great. Well, that's really life and stuff. Thanks for listening. The end.
That was Running Life and Stuff. Right now, Craig's into the next adventure, and he'll be back here for the next episode in 2 weeks. If you enjoyed the conversation, please use your app to follow or subscribe to this show so you don't miss the next one.